27 minutes past the hour on CNN 650 Radio News. Good morning. I'm Brent Clanton.
And I'm Stephen Kay. Phones are up and running for you to call at 713-9650-650.
And a little bit of a tease this Friday morning, as we do all every Friday morning. Going to be giving away movie tickets, dinner and a movie for two from Red Robin and the Marquee Entertainment Center out there at I-10 and Silver.
Yes, if you tune in on Friday morning between 7 and 10 and wait for your chance to win, you could get dinner for two at Red Robin and movie passes for two at the Edwards Theater on I-10 and Silver. So make sure to stay tuned this Friday.
As I mentioned in the introduction this morning, no sex talks on the show today so the kids can listen. In fact, we want your kids to listen. Going to be talking about money and money management for kiddos. And I ran across a very interesting book this week by Dr. Stephanie Moulton Sarkis talking about ADD and your money. It's a kind of a financial guide for personal finance for those of us who have or may think we have attention deficit disorder. So many jokes out there about that, but this is real stuff. And Dr. Sarkis is on the line with us from her secret lair this morning. Stephanie, it's good to have you on the program.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I thought this was actually pretty interesting. I think all of us have somewhat of an attention deficit tendency, even though we might not have been formally diagnosed that way. But how did you kind of come to be looking at these two things and put two and two together?
Well, what I noticed with working with patients and clients is the majority of people have had problems with impulsive spending, mm-hmm. credit card debt, filing bankruptcy, getting into arguments with their spouses or partners about money issues. So I noticed that was one of the common threads amongst all the people that had ADHD.
So just because you're an impulse spender doesn't mean that you've got ADD.
Correct. Yeah, everybody does impulse spending at some point. It's just when it starts getting to the point where it's affecting your relationships, affecting your bank account. A splurge once and again is okay, but it's when it's a repeated pattern that it gets to be an issue.
So it's okay for me to buy stuff on late night TV every once in a while?
I'm not going to be responsible for that.
Yeah, that's an interesting little topic right there in and of itself. What's the best way then? I mean, when you're working with your patients who have this and you're trying to help them through the various ins and outs of that particular disorder and how it affects money, do you set up ground rules? What kind of structure do you put in place to kind of address these special needs?
I think calling them ground rules is excellent. One of the things I recommend is having a low limit on a credit card.
Uh-huh.
And the old adage used to be only use credit cards in emergencies, but yeah. With the advent of the internet, not as useful or applicable today. So what I tell people is when they do order something on the internet, don't do the one-click ordering because that doesn't give you time to review your purchase before you check out. Also, never use a debit card on the internet. Also, any purchases that are over $100, go home and think about it. Take 24 hours, talk with your spouse or partner, a friend, and then decide if you really need the item. Is it a need or is it a want?
That's a very interesting point. My wife and I agreed that there would be a limit. You're authorized to spend X, but anything above that, you got to check with me, and anything above that, I got to check with you, which has really worked out fairly well for us.
Oh, good. Good, yeah. That's also had success with other couples, too, that we're just constantly getting into fights almost daily about money issues. The other thing is joint accounts. Uh-huh. People may not write down a check amount or may hide purchases from their spouse. So, again, just coming out in the open and saying, this is what I spent.
I mean, look, we're on the same team. It does not need to be a confrontational kind of situation.
Exactly.
What about bank services? This is in the news right now. Everybody's worried about fees and what the bank's going to be doing in the coming year to offset some expenses that they're going to be incurring. Are there ADD friendly bank services? And I avoid using that a little bit. I didn't want to become too cliche, but yet you kind of have to recognize what you're up against here. Are there things that you should ask for or should be aware of?
I think, first of all, you need to make sure to check the amount of fees. People with ADHD are more prone to getting overdraft fees. They want to get overdraft protection on their account. just in case. They also want to check what the different services are as far as convenience, because people with ADHD need convenience, because if the bank is across town, they're much less likely to deposit their check. And in the meantime, they may lose their check by the time they get to the bank. So it's important to have a bank that has office hours that are accessible and at a location that somebody can go to.
Well,
just get rid of the paper check. Have electronic deposit.
Exactly.
Electronic withdrawal out of your account.
That way you don't lose it on the way.
Exactly.
I just had a mental image here. Do you find it's tougher for the folks that you're treating to get a handle on debt than, say, whatever normal is, someone who is not necessarily suffering with a clinical case of ADD?
Yeah, I think it is harder to get a handle on debt, because I think part of having ADHD is you get overwhelmed by things.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the needle in the stack. Where do you start looking for the solution to the problem? One of the things I recommend is talking to financial professionals, or even hiring an assistant or bookkeeper, just to get through the initial phase of figuring out how much money you owe who and trying to get it straightened out, whether that's using a software program like Quicken or just getting your finances in order so you can figure out where they're at when you need to look at them, like for taxes, where are your receipts, and how to put those in a format that you can actually, you know, file your taxes on time.
Well, I'll tell you, that software that you mentioned and the one that money software is wonderful for helping organize that stuff, especially this time of the year when you're going back over all of the expenses that you made last year. Helps you track that stuff very precisely.
Yes, and it's got one button that will sync up all your accounts, which is wonderful. So no more having to balance a checkbook. Because people with ADHD, we don't really balance checkbooks anyway. We learned that once, and we never did it again.
Yeah, it was kind of a rough estimate on my part.
Right, yeah. It's called mentally balancing the checkbook. You kind of know how much money you got in there. But with Quicken, you can just press the button, and it's all right there.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Sometimes just the simple act of being a little bit more organized helps alleviate some of the problems caused by the ADD.
Exactly, right. And even just spending 15 minutes at the end of the day just cleaning up your workspace or cleaning up wherever you're doing your money management work really helps. Just a little bit at a time can really keep up keeping the area clutter-free. Because when there's clutter, your brain kind of hits overload and you can't figure out what you're supposed to do next.
Now, is this a condition that you just have to live with and you have to address and do things a little bit differently, or is there a cure?
There is not a cure. It is biological and genetic, so if you have ADHD, it's pretty likely that one or both of your parents has it. There are treatments like counseling and coaching and medication, but again, there is no cure for it. What you try to do is like everybody else should, is play to their strengths and get help with their weaknesses. And money management is an area of weakness for people with ADHD. So asking for help is a good thing and something that should be praised in people with ADHD when they need help with money management.
Well, Dr. Sarkis, I appreciate your advice this morning. Wonderful stuff. Dr. Stephanie Moulton Sarkis and ADD in Your Money, A Guide to Personal Finance for Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder. It's 36 past here on CNN 650 Radio News.
Stephen Kay and Brent Clinton taking you through your morning show. Up next is Michelle Price, featured speaker at the Glaser Kennedy Inner Circle. So there is